Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the East Coast worldwide through DCNowRadio.com. We also welcome those joining us through BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Our next guest is a Grammy Award-winning producer, but he's really so much more than that. Focus is joining us live for the first time to talk to us not only about his love of music, but his dedication to it and how it's been able to help him to get the success he's enjoyed, but also he's going to be talking about what's next for him also. Focus, welcome to Conversations Live, man.
How are you?
Doing really well, man. Glad that you could join us this afternoon to talk a little bit about this journey you've been able to have. And it really has been an amazing one, man. You know, over the years, you've been able to be a part, you know, of some of the biggest songs and artists out there. When you look at this career that you've been able to have, you look at the success focus that you've been able to have, what has it been like for you to be able not only to do something that you love, but also to be able to share it with people the way that you are?
It's been nothing more than a blessing. Or I should say nothing less than a blessing. Honestly, I was, you know, born into it as far as the music side of it was concerned, but the hard work that you put behind it, it's beautiful when you work hard and you see the fruitage of it. So I love the fact that, you know, people started to gravitate to the music, and it's a wonderful way to share a personal and very vulnerable part of yourself with the world. So it honestly is nothing less than a blessing.
Yeah. You mentioned, of course, being born into this focus, and of course, I think, you know, with a lot of people, you know, their passions are kind of born at home. How did having music in your family, literally from the very beginning, how do you think that shaped you, especially the direction that you chose to take with your life?
I don't even know how to put it any other way than it was just inevitable. It's one of those things that if you wake up and, you know, your dad's 9 to 5 is basketball, and you see basketballs around the house, and 10 to 1 you're going to be playing basketball.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing with the music. You know, my dad got up and, you know, he went to work, and he was at work for a long time, and I saw his drive and his love for music, and I had it at such a young age, just even listening to it. But then when I started listening to textures and wanting to get into the textures of the stuff, that's when I knew that I really wanted to make music. And it was very young that I knew that this was going to be what I was going to do for the rest of my life.
Right, right. You know, I think there is sometimes so much emphasis put on the person actually delivering the song, when sometimes we forget that the real magic, as it's called, happens, you know, before we actually even hear that artist open up their mouth. Did you always know, even though music was a part of your life early on, did you always know that you wanted to be a part of the beginning process, Focus, that you wanted to be a part of the making of that, the ingredients that the artist would then be able to prepare for audiences?
Yeah, I did. The funny thing about it is I wanted to be everything at the same time, and I think that that's not the wisest way to go about it, because when I first started doing music, I wanted to be the producer, the artist, I wanted to rap, I wanted to sing, I wanted to tap dance, I wanted to do whatever I had to do, you know, and that's basically what I was like. Instead of just honing in on one thing and perfecting it, I wanted to do everything, and I wanted to do it across the board, but my main love and concern was to be behind the scenes and build from the bottom up with anything, with myself, with an artist. I knew I wanted to be in the production side of it.
Since you saw this from the very beginning, Focus, do you think for the shine off of what we on the outside look at as the glamour of you know, the entertainment industry, since you saw what your father was doing, you saw what it took to be able to get to where he was, do you think then you had a more realistic view of how to get there and what to do once you got there?
No. Everybody's travels are different when you're in the anything. Nobody ever has that all happened to me the same way. So my dad had a very tumultuous route in the music industry. Very high highs and very low lows. So looking at that, it kind of, if anything, would have discouraged me from even trying to move forward. But when I started just kind of building my own name, I didn't really build my name through my father. So it was just, I had my own ups and downs, but they weren't as drastic as my father's, but they were, you know, my, whatever I went through just built me to who I am now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that is one of the interesting things about your name. How did you come up with the name Focus?
It was really just listening to my father. My dad told me that if this was something that I really wanted to do, that I needed to start focusing. I needed to focus in school. I was a numbskull. I really wanted to just do music, and I thought that that's all I had to do. So I wasn't really paying attention in school. So he wanted me to focus on that. He wanted me to focus on the things that were right in front of me instead of the things that lied ahead. And he was correct in what he was saying, but I wasn't really focusing. So it just so happens that one day I saw the word somewhere, and I just kept saying it back to myself, and I was like, man, it would kind of stick. It would work. And I ran it past the cats I used to hang out with, and they were like, yeah, it's cool. You should run with it.
And the rest, as they say, is history. Well, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Focus. He's a Grammy Award-winning producer, but also, I should say, so much more than just that. You know, we are always, I think, we have as a challenge for us, Focus, people wanting to put us in a box, people wanting to put us into a mold that makes it easier for them to understand. You know, being as that you are as creative as you are, has it always been a struggle for you to make sure that you were able as an individual to shine through and whatever that might be, whatever gift you wanted to share?
The only person that has been my biggest obstacle has been myself. People do try to put you in a box, but I don't really listen to people when it comes down to being creative. There have been a lot of people that wanted me to stick to one sound, but when I come in and I make music, it depends on how I feel at the moment. So, you know, music is supposed to evoke emotion. So it starts from the ground up. And I don't feel like making hip-hop all the time. I don't feel like making pop all the time. I don't feel like doing that. But it's always been me that's been my greatest critic, my greatest obstacle, my greatest opponent. Like, it's always myself. So it just helps me to strive to be better.
When you say then that, of course, you know, and I think that that's one of the best ways to be, to be always, you know, trying to see where else you can go with the gift. Do you think that it all has also, what has made you an individual Focus, quite frankly, that people respect in the industry? Because you're not going to do just what someone wants you to do because it may be popular or what they think. That because you're able to do what so many aren't doing, that is, to stand up for what you believe in, to create the music that you want to create.
I think that being an individual gets the respect of my peers. Yes, I do. But I think that being an individual and a strong-minded individual and a spiritual-minded individual and things like that doesn't get you the popularity that the kids might want you want to have coming into the industry. Like, a lot of them want to be popular on a mass scale. And I might not be popular on a mass scale. There are people that know who I am because they know the songs that I made, but they don't know who I am. But my peers have respect for me, and I have respect for them. It's all a mutual respect, but they know who I am to the core. Right. And I think that a lot of the stuff that I use to build who I am, that's how I got my early respect with my peers. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You know, I have been, as we've gone throughout this conversation already, Focus, have called you a Grammy Award-winning producer. When we were promoting the show, that's what we were sharing on the social sites. When you hear that for yourself, I mean, when you think about, you know, for one thing, winning a Grammy, and then, of course, people always mentioning that you're a Grammy Award-winning producer or, you know, whatever the award was for, I mean, what goes through your mind when you hear it? Is it real to you, or does it mean to you what it means to other people?
I'm not going to be long-winded. It's the realest thing in my career. When I found out that we won the award, they were trying to give me a certificate instead of giving me the statuette. and there was a long miscommunication, it was long way back, and my name wasn't listed. So when I finally got my award, it was not even a month ago that I got my award for a 2010 Grammy.
Yeah.
But to look at the statuette, it's the biggest motivator for me. It's the realest point in my career, to be honest, because that's the thing that we strive for, is that Grammy. Like, that was a finish line kind of tactic for me. But right now it's just really helping me rebuild who I am now and see what else I can do.
Yeah. So then, okay, that opens up the door for that question then, Focus. Who are you at this point? Music has changed so much as the years have gone on. Of course, the artists that, you know, are getting attention today are not always the artists that were getting attention some 5 years ago. How has Focus been able to stay relevant, been able to stay current, and also be able to be true to that in the process, true to who he is and true to what he creates?
I had to sit back in the driver's seat, which is something that people that do know me know that I don't really like doing, but I had to become an artist again. It's been easier for me to put out my music the way I want to hear it heard, without it being manipulated by the industry part of music and not having to contort and conform to what's going on with the, you know, the microwave hits of today. So the only way that I've been remaining relevant is by working on different projects just as myself, as an artist, and putting it out there. And that's how I've been kind of building a new fan base and getting my my music heard by the younger generation. But it's been hard. It's been those that do know me know that it's been pretty much a dormant last 4 years as far as the caliber of artists that I've been working with. I've been working more underground now than the commercially big artists.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break here, Focus. When we come back from the break, though, what I'd like to do is talk about one area of your focus, and that is family, to talk about how you balance it all, because, of course, a lot of people out there, you know, when they're pursuing that passion, pursuing that dream, some things fall by the wayside. You have made decisions, particularly because of your family. We'll talk about the role of family for you today and also what advice you might have for those up-and-coming artists that are coming up, okay?
Okay, great.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live both on DCNowRadio.com as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Excuse me, is anybody sitting here?
My cousin. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
My cousin, but she's on the dance floor.
No, that's okay. I can stand.
No, please sit down.
Thank you.
I'm Cassandra Whitmore.
I'm Nick. Nick Hart.
It's nice to meet you.
In Al Rita Thomas's new novel, Married in the Nick of Nine, Cassandra Whitmore has it all. But what she really wants is a husband, and she wants to nab him before her 30th birthday. Her determination pays off when she meets Nick Hart. He is everything she could have hoped for. There's only one catch. He lives in New York. Cassandra falls in love and makes the move, but soon discovers there's something rotten in the Big Apple.
Here's what readers are saying about this summer's hottest new novel.
Married in the Nick of Nine was a fantastic book. Once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down.
Anybody who is a reader must get Married in the Nick of Nine.
It was amazing. I loved it. I would buy it again, and I'm definitely going to give it to my girlfriend.
Married in the Nick of Nine, available now on Amazon.com. Visit marriedinthenickofnine.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with Grammy Award-winning producer Focus. We've been talking about really a variety of topics. One, though, about his view of the success that he's been able to have, what it's been like to reflect on that journey, but also where this all began for him. And it really is a family affair, watching, of course, his father, and then, of course, being able to take his own path has led him to the success that he's had today. And we were talking also about what it means for him, that the success he's been able to have, especially winning the Grammy, what that means, and what he's been doing recently. to stay relevant and also true to himself. Now, focus, I mentioned before the break that one of the things that you have done is had a strict focus on family. It again, is something that's not easy, I think, for anybody who's career-minded, who's into what they're doing. Talk to us about the balance you've had to create for yourself and why that's so important for you.
It took me a while to figure it out. I'm raising 4 children. I'm married now, and it really became real to me, just really looking in my children's eyes and coming back from the studio and seeing them get bigger and learning more and doing things, and I missed the learning process. So it came down to it that I really made my kids my focus. I made my wife my focus, and you know, I first and foremost, I made my God my focus, and we know that the family whole structure is a gift from God. So it's one of those things that I really had to just get myself realigned spiritually, and it just helped me to realign everything in my life. And I was spending less time in the studio. I moved all my stuff back to the house so that I can be here for my children, and I can be more of a father and a husband than a producer. So I know that that's now my motivation. Everything I do in my industry, in the industry, in my music, is motivated by my family, because that's what I do to, you know, put bread on the table. So it's no longer like I want to be a legend or anything like that. I just really want to be a great provider for my wonderful family.
Well, you definitely can't argue with that. So, Focus, when you think about then the people who do look up to you, they respect the work that you're doing, and also they look at your journey, your career in this industry that is not always kind to individuals, you know, what do you hope that those coming up, that those who are entering this industry, what do you hope they know about what they're not only dealing with, but also the dedication that comes with it?
I really hope that the people that are going into it are brighter than I was. And I hope that they really do their homework and prepare themselves. There are a lot of charlatans. There are a lot of snakes. There are a lot of obstacles that they're going to come up against, and it really makes or breaks you. There are a lot of people that you listen to their past stories, be it on Uncut or Behind the Music or whatever, Unsung. If you really listen to their stories, they have such a tumultuous career. And it's one of those things that if you don't have a proper grounding, the music industry can break a person. Look at Houston, for example. I had the chance to meet him early on in his career, and the fact that he turned around and gouged his own eye out because of what he saw in the industry, it shows you that not everybody is made for this, you know, this particular line of work. So one of these things that I try to do, I try to open myself up to mentor. I try to open myself up to be there for the newer talent. And I try to let them know that I'm a man of integrity, so I'm not in it for a gain. I'm in it because I wish there was someone there that would have done that for me.
Right. Really good point there. And, you know, and I think, you know, as you move forward, and I'm about to ask you, you know, of course, what should our listeners be looking forward to? I think that's one of the things about looking to the future and being focused on what's important, both on what you said about the role of family, but also the role and responsibility that comes with this as well. So what is coming up for you, Focus? We're getting ready to end 1 year and looking forward to another. What should our listeners be looking forward to from you?
I don't know. I'm really kind of just pushing around and seeing what kind of projects I might want to put out. I know that a lot of my listeners do want to hear more instrumental CDs come out from me, so you'll see that. I've been working and having the pleasure to work with some new artists, one by the name of Jay Pender that has me very excited. So I'm working with him. I'm working with Shah Stimuli, Sky Zoo, Torrey, Slum Village. Like, these are a bunch of people that are family members in the sense that, you know, we all are coming up together in a way that's different, you know. So and there's a nice long list of people that are just my family members. No one, you know, I can name a bunch, but these are people that they're, you know, they equate my name with, because we honestly, every time we put out a project, we all work together. But right now, just I'm building a brand called The Cosign. with my brother Taheem and Mike Parker and Wildfire, and right now that's pretty much my focus, trying to find new artists, new talent, and help find them homes. So that's what we're doing as well.
All right. So I know that you're active on the social site Twitter, so our listeners can definitely find you there. So tell them the best way to be able to find you there, Focus.
Yeah, just hit me up at Twitter. It's EFFTRIPLEDOT at FTRIPLEDOT on Twitter. That's the only social network that I'm on. If you need to find my music, I have a Bandcamp page. It's focus.bandcamp.com. And I also have a website. Shout out to G. Gleazy for putting that up for me. It's therealfocus.com. And if it's okay, I'd like to just say a big shout out to Miss Slim Goody. Miss Slim is, you know, she definitely hooked us up, and I really appreciate her because this is a great interview, man. You asked us some great questions.
Well, I appreciate that, and I definitely want to thank Miss Slim also for, and looking forward to working with her more as well. So thank you so much for setting that up. And Focus, we appreciate you taking out the time, man. You know, I really when she first asked me about interviewing you, I don't know if she knew it or not, but 3 months ago I just interviewed Nile Rodgers about his new book, Freak. And so the timing was so interesting. So I mean, it was really, you know, an honor I felt like to be able to talk with you, to share your story, because I think sometimes we get so caught up in the titles and everything that we forget that these are individuals. And I think for you to share your individual story with our listeners is a privilege of ours. So congratulations to you again, man, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much, man. The honor was mine, and anytime you need me, I'm here.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Again, everyone, Grammy Award-winning producer Focus has been joining us. As he mentioned, you can find him, of course, on Twitter. We actually tagged him on our page, so just go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You'll be able to see him tagged there, but it's F-triple-dot, and it's EFF-triple-dot is where you can find him there. And also his website at www.therealfocus.com is where you can find him there as well. If you did come in late, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here on the Blog Talk side, and then you'll be able to just click on that link and you'll be able to listen to the podcast from there. Also be able to share with your friends using the social buttons there on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well. That's going to do it for us until my primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.